Hello again. Pastor Deborah here, and we are once again in another wonderful episode of our Leadership Development, the Kingdom series of the King and Kingdom. And I entitled it, "And Now Comes the Days of the King and the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth." This is episode number 20. We have been working through a wonderful educational series that I had to study for myself. I had to learn that I was a spiritual king from my spirit, and I was to become a leader spiritually on the earth and represent the spiritual kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God on earth. I didn't know that when I was a child. And I didn't learn that in religion, and I didn't learn it in Bible school. I learned it through study and some true bibliographies and personal experience. I had become a student of spiritual kingship, and one of the great leaders and teachers that helped me, Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. Him and his wife, Ruth, now are in heaven. But years ago, I discovered him. He had a wonderful way of teaching the Bible. He grew up in the Bahamas when it was a colony of England. So he knew about being under a king, culture, tradition being changed. He had a governor there on the Bahamas who lived in a pink house. They learned British history, British law. They worshiped the Queen. They learned about all British history. And they were no longer being taught about being from Africa. Their culture, their education was all British. And God used that childhood and that experiences when he grew up as a man to teach spiritual things to humanity. A lot of great videos on YouTube, wonderful books you can read. He was a leadership teacher. He helped us understand our spiritual leadership and even our earthly leadership. He taught and I listened. I took notes. He was my great teacher that I learned so much from about being a spiritual king from my spirit. So here in this leadership development class, this episode number 20 of Now Comes the Days of the King and the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, we've been working through the Bible. This is the religious book that I read. I've read others. I've read and studied other religions and their prophets and their teachers and their schools. I've gone all the way back to the ancient pharaohs and how they studied, and their priest, and their religions. I am a student. I want to know truth. I realized when I became an adult, I was very ignorant. I knew very little world history. I knew very little about humanity, or nature, or the development of the earth. I knew hardly anything. Our schools were not teaching us truth. They were teaching us some things, but not enough. So I became a student. When I was very young, I read true stories from the library, true books. Now, some people, like my parents, they read untrue stories, detective stories, but not me. I wanted to know history, biographies, truth. I studied a lot about the earth and science. I loved it. And I was a student because I was a seeker. I was like an archaeologist in a way, digging through dirt and dust in my mind that had not been cleared away by the teachers in school. I studied. I was sort of by myself. I didn't really have a lot of friends. I had no sisters. I had only one brother. And we were in the military, so we moved around every 2 or 3 years. Didn't keep a lot of friends. I lived on military bases and around soldiers. So my foundation for leadership and kingship came from being a dependent, a daughter of an Air Force officer. we traveled the world to set freedom in place, to defend it, to help captives get set free. We were the soldiers of freedom. I grew up with that as my foundation. I was willing to travel. I was never connected to a community or any local traditions. I was around people from all over the world, and I grew up so much differently than about 99.9% of the people. Our duty was to serve you. Our duty was to give our lives up for you. Our duty was full of love and honor and respect. We were highly trained. We were a small-knit community, but we were here as defenders of freedom and justice and righteousness. So here in this episode, we're going to be picking up again in the wonderful book of the Old Testament of Isaiah the prophet. God was speaking to this prophet named Isaiah and was giving him words of encouragement and hope to speak to the Israelites, who were sort of outcast, who were downtrodden, who had become slaves, who had fallen on bad times. Each of us, when we are in sorrow or pain or loss, have been overtaken by circumstances, people, we need words and hope of encouragement. And this God of Isaiah, the God of creation, the great I Am, had a habit of speaking to through a person back in that time, because he could not be inside of a human spirit, because they were still dead to him, still considered sinners, because the penalty for the sins of Adam from way, way back in the garden had not been satisfied by the law yet. It would be in thousands and thousands of years from a cross, but at the time of Isaiah, he could talk to Isaiah, and then Isaiah would write and speak to the people. We all need encouragement. When we can't hear, we need to have somebody tell us. When we were babies, our mothers told us. Our fathers told us. They told us, be brave, have hope, keep going. Our tears needed to be dried. We needed to be held. So here in Isaiah 60, Isaiah is speaking to us and telling us some things that God of creation was speaking to him, words of hope and encouragement that he was to speak to the Israelites. They were words of richness that was to come to them as they developed into the people that God desired them to be spiritually. But God at that time was playing the spiritual truths out in the natural. So let's pick up in Isaiah 60, and we're going to pick up in verse number 5. We're going to listen to prophetic words from God through a human, Isaiah, words of hope, encouragement, truth, what you need to learn about this God and humanity is God speaks into the future to give us a hope and encouragement. Always speak words into the future. They give us a road to walk on, a light to see in our darkness. So here in Isaiah 60, verse number 5, we're going to learn a little bit more about us and what is to happen to us when we become who we're supposed to be, spiritual kings, forgiven, reborn, and back in the kingdom of heaven as an offspring and a child of the God of creation. So let's listen. Isaiah is told by God to tell the people, lift up your eyes, that means spiritually, all around about you, and see what I'm talking to you about. Verse 5. Then when you look up and you see, you shall see and flow together with me. We need to see things as God sees things through His eyes. And when you do that, He says, your heart shall have great fear. That means great respect. You shall see what I see with my eyes, and you will have great respect for what's to happen, and reverence, and you will be enlarged. That means your thoughts, your imaginations, your hopes, your dreams, your lives will be enlarged. You will not keep thinking small and be hopeless and can't see the future, because there will be an abundance, overflowing of the sea. The sea is a visual of the deepness of God. And this sea, all the things of God, He is saying, shall be converted, given unto you. God uses metaphors. He uses visuals that we can see it with our natural eyes to tell us and teach us and help us to understand deep, hidden, spiritual things. Well, what does it mean that these things of the sea, the abundance of the sea, shall be converted unto you? When you are given a prophecy for the future, it is always told in such a strange way, through metaphors, that we really don't understand. But the speaker does. And he's saying without saying it clearly. Because usually we don't even understand or would believe if he told us clearly. And the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto you. Now, what does that mean? What Isaiah was saying, that there is a time that you will be blind to all of this. You will be weak. You will be helpless in darkness and even without hope until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. Now, what does that mean? God picks the time of our battles. He picks the times of our victory. He is saying there's a time in the future that when the Gentiles, these were the people, and probably what he meant was when the spiritual things have come into fullness of the enemy, those who do not believe nor follow this kingdom of heaven, and that was the spiritual kingdom of darkness under Satan. When they come to their fullness on the earth, then your eyes will be opened. And then will he bring all the spiritual kingdom of heaven into your hands, and the Gentiles, which was representative of other humans at the time, but it really didn't mean them. It meant the spiritual kings of Satanism, of Satan, that fell from heaven with Satan, who used to be called Lucifer, the son of the first age. When their fullness comes on earth, watch out, you will arise. You have to take understanding of deep, deep things. So I don't want to go too deep. That was just verse 5. And look how much hope and encouragement we had. Hidden mysteries. Now, how I got to about the Gentiles is I had to go to Romans, which was Paul the Apostle, thousands and thousands of years later, writing to believers of this Christ, this King of Heaven, in Romans 11:25. So you have to do research, follow scriptures out. Even if you're in other books, other religions, don't just read one book. Study the prophet. Study history. Study world history. Study the beginning. Study, study, study. So I just want to end here in verse number 5 and show some words and the power of words to speak into our future, to give us hope that are starting to develop our kingship, our leadership on earth, first in our spirit. Then our spirit releases that information to our biological brain, our soul, which is our helpmate. Then our soul and our biological brain releases that out through art, music, words, books, through our physical body. And then the earth and the world and other humans in the natural world can hear and see words, truth, and light from the spiritual realm about our kingship and leadership. But you do have to be careful. Kings can be perverted and become twisted and full of greed and pride, and they can become an evil, wicked king as well as leader. So be encouraged. There is hope. There is light in your darkness through these videos. And I'm taking us through this kingship and our king training, our leadership training, step by step and slowly through words from ancient prophets, through teachings. So you be encouraged. Go and look up these scriptures in Isaiah 60, verse 5, and in Romans 11, 25. And just study those two scriptures. Look up the words in a Strong's Concordance or a Webster's Dictionary. Take notes. Study, study, study. All right, I'll see you on the next episode of the King and Kingdom series, Our Leadership Develop, so that now comes the days of the King. On earth, you and the kingdom of heaven in you, on the earth. All right, I'll talk to you later. This is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.